With the sun streaming down through the old-growth trees on a quiet summer day, it's easy to understand why the Van Vliet Forest inspires words like jewel and treasure. Slender hemlocks tower over a springy carpet of brown needles.
You can't age a hemlock by its size.
John Bates is a writer and naturalist who has led dozens of hikes through this forest.
Some of these skinny hemlocks over here are probably just as old as these larger hemlock beside us. Hemlocks grow very, very slow in the shade. So you can have a 2-inch diameter hemlock that's 100 years old, a 3-inch diameter that's 200 years old.
Even 400 years is not uncommon for a hemlock's lifespan. And at one point, the trees nearly dominated the landscape in northern Wisconsin, but they all but disappeared in the timber boom around the turn of the 20th century. Hemlocks now make up about 2% of Wisconsin's forest.
Then we have this beautiful yellow birch here. Most people have never seen a yellow birch that looks like that. It changes its face, as it were. The bark changes just like as we get old. We get a little craggy looking. The yellow birch get pretty craggy looking as well.
Old growth stands like this one are rare. It's for that reason that the Department of Natural Resources wants to designate the parcel as a state natural area, a conservation status for sites relatively unchanged by human activity. But along with that designation, the agency has a plan upsetting to many in the community to log part of the Van Vliet Forest.
If we didn't manage it, it would succeed naturally and slowly.
Steve Peterson is State Forest Superintendent for the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. He's talking about a 70-acre section of the Van Vliet's that looks very different from the rest. Instead of big hemlocks, it's mostly smaller, younger maples.
We believe that through management we can have a better influence over what its future condition could be. Hemlock hardwoods, big yellow birch, big sugar maple, big hemlock, growing them to large diameter, many different ages. And it might seem kind of counterintuitive that we can manage to that complexity, but we really can't.
That's true, according to one scientist from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Craig Lorimer is on the forefront of research on how management techniques can speed up the process of old-growth development. His studies show thinning 20-30% of a young forest can nearly double the growth rate of remaining trees.
We can't speed up the aging of trees, that's for sure, but there's some things you can accelerate: the development of large trees, the development of standing dead trees and fallen logs, and also a complex layering of the forest.
Lorimer says deciding what to do with a particular forest depends on the specifics of the site. But as a general concept, he says putting a forest on the fast track to old growth is valid and maybe even necessary.
We've got a lot of this younger second growth forest, and like I said, a real paucity of old growth forest. Little by little, the old growth does get destroyed by natural disturbances. And so if we aren't thinking about the future, what's going to happen 50 years down the road, we may not have any of it left.
But the public doesn't necessarily buy that argument. Community members have responded to the DNR's active management proposal with a flood of letters and phone calls.
The public up here is totally in favor of maintaining this little part of Presque Isle Township as not being logged.
That's Tom Olson, president of the nonprofit Friends of the Van Vliet Hemlocks. Olson isn't satisfied by the level of detail the DNR has provided in its proposal, and he's worried that logging activity could impact the public trail network that Friends of the Van Vliet has spent countless hours constructing. But even more than that, Olson thinks managers should respect the integrity of the Van Vliet parcel.
We have no argument with logging lands that are expected to be timberlands. I support the management team that's doing that. I think they're doing a wonderful job. It's just this parcel that we're concerned about.
As far as the science goes, naturalist John Bates argues letting the maple stand evolve on its own is actually more valuable for research because it provides data on how forests naturally develop.
It's only those 70 acres. It's not the whole stand. I fully understand that. Life won't come to an end either way, whether it's managed or unmanaged. It's a tiny aspect of that site, but nevertheless, state natural areas are intended to preserve natural functioning.
In Bates's view, with scientific reasoning to back up both sides, the community's strong feelings should be the tipping point.
Ultimately, in many ways, it's not a scientific judgment as much as it's a value judgment, because it can be a toss-up between how one might approach it. And those are hard.
The DNR says it will be considering public concern when it makes that hard decision in October. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.